Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday, Australia. This is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Good afternoon, guys.
Happy pre-Friday.
I mean, are you okay?
What do you mean?
Well, the big bachelor last night.
The cliffhanger. To be continued.
That's all I've heard about today. Are you all right?
I am. It was a big night in the Bickmore household last night. Not only did the bachelor end without properly ending, and I'm just furious, I watched it with my mother for the first time.
Jenny.
From beginning to end. Last week, I thought, oh, isn't this fun? Because my mum's staying with me at the moment because she's recovering from surgery, right?
Yes.
And we've been sleeping in the same bed and we were sitting in bed.
You
and
love
normally
sleeping in the same bed.
I'm
as
watching
other people.
ABC.
Actually, my friend
sent me a message the other day going, did you say on radio that we slept to the same bed at a hotel the other night?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's fine, babe. Don't worry about it.
Well, it is weird.
It's not weird. It's actually not weird. That's not what we're talking about.
People have been coming up to me in the street and saying, hey, that's a bit weird how Carrie sleeps in the same bed as her mate.
As a mate. Just once at a hotel. It's fine. Anyway, sleeping with my mum. Normally I'm watching ABC.
I love the two sentences that go back to back. Anyway, so we've established it's not weird. Now, sleeping with my mum.
So normally we're watching ABC because she loves all the doctor mystery murder things, right?
My mum and the Bill and Heartbeat back in the day. Oh, God. Heartbeat.
Why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Anyway,
yes.
Last night I got home. And I said, the bachelor's on, put the bachelor on. And then she rolled her eyes and I sat in bed and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sneakily record my mum watching the bachelor, because the things that come out of my mum's mouth, oh, it's delightful. And then I brought the little gift into you today.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you think we could do with this?
And I took that audio and I sent it down with a few ideas down to the cave, the production cave at the other end. And they've tinkered away.
We've got it here, guys.
Well, they've tinkered away. Are you ready? Because
is my mum ready?
Well, not only did I hear it and like it, I loved it so much that I thought there could be a whole new franchise in it.
If you thought Gogglebox was good, get ready for the next big thing. Comments from Carrie's mum while watching The Bachelor.
How ridiculous to tell Cameron not to do things, and that's the point of it.
It's dramatic. It's heartwarming. It's ruthless.
Who chooses their clothes?
Scathing.
Are they scripted that have to be scripted?
Controversial.
Do you think tattoos will ever be a cause for regret?
They definitely will. Don't miss the event of the year. Comments from Carrie's mum while watching The Bachelor.
Wow.
My mum doesn't quite sound like that. What have you done to her voice?
I actually don't know. That's the first time
she's
heard it.
Like, I mean, she's got a bit of BBC on her, but not quite that much.
Scary.
It was so joyful. It was just so joyful watching with her, and I'm going to do it every Wednesday night. It made viewing The Bachelor even better.
Well, mate, that's going to go off its rocker. So she now
I'll be back
has
for a
to,
sequel.
Yeah, I've sent a contract to her place already.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I messed up, guys.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Look, while we were all enjoying hearing my mum's review of The Bachelor, it turns out the country wasn't hearing mum's review of The Bachelor. They were hearing dead air. Alicia, what did you hear?
Nothing. I heard an occasional laugh from you guys and nothing. It was the worst. I was wanting to hear that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And Dan, what happened?
Oh, look, it's just way too technical for my liking.
All right. You're stuffed up, mate, but
yeah,
it's fine. We're okay. We all
sweaty
stuff
fingers?
Up.
Sweaty fingers?
No, not at all. Just stuff it up. I just got to be cocky in the studio, I think.
All right, let's do this again. So my mum reviewing The Bachelor with me last night.
They heard all this bit,
okay.
Mate.
Just play it.
If you thought Gogglebox was good, get ready for the next big thing. Comments from Carrie's mum while watching The Bachelor.
How ridiculous to tell Cameron not to do things, and that's the point of it.
It's dramatic. It's heartwarming. It's ruthless.
Who chooses their clothes?
Scathing.
Are they scripted that have to be scripted?
Controversial.
Do you think tattoos will ever be a cause for regret?
They definitely will. Don't miss the event of the year. Comments from Carrie's mum while watching The Bachelor.
That was worth repeating.
Absolutely. It wasn't it? Also, I didn't realise you get so much excitement from people when you just play nothing for a while and they're like, what was that? Next time we don't know what we're
going
to do.
You know what? It builds the suspense.
Yeah, you did. It was very good. It was very good. Hey.
Okay. But while that excited me today, there was something excited you even more. You came in all, I didn't even understand what you were talking about, so you're going to have to explain it to everybody else.
There was something I absolutely loved today. Liam Gallagher.
Yes, I know Liam Gallagher. He's one of the Gallagher brothers.
Of Oasis fame. Oh, Dan's off. He's actually just playing Tetris.
I'm here.
That's all right, bro. And did that go out to people? Or are they
everyone's hearing that.
That got a bit of Wonderwall then?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. Liam Gallagher, he obviously has kids now, and he was
I shouldn't even know that.
Yeah.
How many has he got? Are they grown up or are they little?
You know what happens when you ask me for more information.
You never know. Okay.
I have no idea. I read the headline, mate.
Okay.
And he was doing an interview recently,
yeah.
And he was asked about the music his son was into, and he listed a few dudes, a few UK rappers,
right.
Skepta and Stormzy.
That's fine.
They're the correct names.
Mm.
And then he went to say ASAP Rocky. Now, you know ASAP Rocky. He's he's the rapper who was dating Kendall Jenner. He's this guy.
Well, that music's way too rude to play in my house. Yeah. No, I don't know what that is.
Anyway, he's a huge American star.
Is that what you listen to at home? I just can imagine Tommy getting around the kitchen with your chuckies on, getting all down and, you know, dirty.
So sad. So sad. But instead of saying ASAP Rocky, he said WhatsApp Ricky, which is the most amazing dad mistake.
So he was saying, oh, my son, he loves that, you know, WhatsApp Ricky.
WhatsApp Ricky. He even went on to describe him. He goes, you know, the American fella, like the kind of stylish gold teeth guy. And I just thought, oh.
At least he knows what WhatsApp is.
That's true. But it's such a dad thing to get it almost right, but both things just a little bit off. Like, you know, my dad always puts a rogue the in there. So he's like, oh, have you had a look at it on the Instagram? Do you know what I mean? Check it out or chuck it into the Google rather than just saying.
I like it like that though.
The Google.
It kind of sounds cool. The Google. The Instagram.
I thought it was great because Liam Gallagher is so cool, but suddenly he's just, you know, that WhatsApp Ricky fellow? Like suddenly he's just instant dad.
Didn't he make a mistake a few months ago? He said something? No.
What did he? I don't know. I'm sure he's made many.
I thought he said something.
No, he called James Corden a knobhead.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah.
That's not really dad behaviour, is it? A knobhead?
And depending on your taste, it's not a mistake. Depending on what you're into. But I've been tinkering while you've been away doing project meetings and stuff. I have been tinkering with our team here and we have made, you're never going to believe this, a Liam Gallagher translator. So what I do is I write down names of rappers and I feed it into this machine that you can see in front of us here.
Yeah.
And it comes out the Liam Gallagher name.
Amazing.
For that. So, so all I have to do is I have to just write the name here.
So, like,
on the
give
paper.
Me a rapper's
so this
example.
Is Snoop Dogg that I'm writing here.
Okay.
And so then I tear this piece of paper off.
Yep.
And I just feed it into the machine here.
Snapcat.
Oh, Snoop Dogg becomes Snapcat. That's as good. This machine's good. It's working.
It's not really as good as
Let's
WhatsApp
go again.
Ricky. Sorry.
Okay, don't rule.
Mate, I'll give you one more go.
Comedy's
one
the rule of three. You have to give me two more goes.
Okay,
one more. This one is Dr. Dre. Hang on. And if I just feed that into the machine.
Do we have to hear this every time? Dentist Dan.
Dentist Dan.
Instead
that's
of
not
what?
Bad. Dr. Dre. Mate, you're not even listening. Okay, one more go. Here we go. And just put this one on here. This is Ice Cube.
Chili dodecahedron.
Oh,
what?
Mate, you're meant to be a
chili,
computer.
What?
My computer just stumbled over a word.
What is the word?
Can we just say, for the people listening, I am scribbling on a piece of paper, tearing it in front of a microphone.
That last 90 seconds was the dead air instead of the first dead air we had.
You've cut to the core of me, Vic Moore.
Anyway, well, let's take calls on this.
What I want to know is how did your dad get it wrong?
Okay.
You know, how wrong? Did he try and say something right and just completely stuff it up? I'll even take it if it's something that he almost got right in real life.
All
it
right.
doesn't have to be
131060 is the number to call.
And do we have any more?
No, we
just
don't.
Stuff
let's
it
just
up and
to
take it into. Okay.
131060, we'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Right. What would DJ Khaled be in your little machine?
Oh, I don't know. Fire it back up again. Hang on. Here we go.
Don Burke.
We've worked out producer Caitlin's improbabilities. No, they're awesome.
I liked Don Burke. That's probably the best of all of them.
Hey, 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 hey.
He's got a green thumb.
Okay, we're talking about stuff your dad gets wrong.
Yeah, because Liam Gallagher got asked what music his son listens to, and he said, instead of saying ASAP Rocky, the American rapper, he said, oh, you know that bloke, WhatsApp Ricky, which is adorable. Kelly from Sydney, what did your dad get slightly wrong?
Well, it's actually my mum, and she's a shocker with movie titles.
Yeah.
She loves to see a movie and then recommend I go, you know, rent it or something. Yeah. And the movie she was trying to tell us was that it was something about Mary with Cameron Diaz, but she kept calling it The Thing That Happened to Susan. And it's always like this. It's never anything, then you're trying to decipher which actor and which actress it is. And it's
you
just
never
like a
would
bloody
find that either.
Charade.
Like if you started Googling that thing about Susan, you wouldn't it wouldn't come up with something about Mary. It's like when you were saying that your parents, they always get actors wrong.
Oh, it's mum. It's honestly, mums and movies is a whole other thing because my mum will describe an actor and she'll be like, you know, the pale fellow, the bald fellow, the short fellow, and it'll end up being Denzel Washington. Like it'll, and it's just like not one bit about that was right, Mum.
And it'll always have, you know.
You know, yeah, and she'll get angry at me like I'm the idiot for not knowing.
We got Aaron on the Sunshine Coast. Aaron, what's your dad or mum got completely wrong?
Oh, Dad's a shocker. My sister was off to a music festival and Dad was really excited trying to tell me all about how she was going to see Martha and the Mechanics.
Now, who's Martha and the Mechanics?
We eventually figured out he meant Florence and the Machine.
Two out of four words ain't bad.
The Mechanics, the Machine.
You know, Martha, the Mechanics.
Martha and Florence, I guess they're similar in a way.
Yeah, and mechanics work on machines.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad.
And finally, let's go to Megan in the Central Coast. Megan, what does your dad say that's just not right?
Well, this is exceptionally not right, but when I was younger, I was in the shopping centre with my dad. I was probably about 15, and my dad's quite a lot older than me. He had me very old. It looked a bit strange, but he was handing me money, and he was like, oh, here you go. Go and get yourself a pedophile, and, like, shoving money into my hand.
What was it meant to be?
A pedicure.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you can... A petty file, like a file of your of your feet. Like, in actual fact, you could see where he was going.
I know, but I reckon you say that once in a shopping centre and police drop from the roof down with their ropes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay, I want you to call us right now, 131060. If you are at work, you're currently at work and you should be working, but instead you're surfing the net. You might be on Facebook, you might be, you know, packing shelves, but you're just having a little scroll through Instagram or, you know, you're doing data entry.
Streaming
but
us.
At the moment, you're data entering your credit card to buy some shoes or jeans or something.
Maybe R&B Fridays shopping. Live tickets.
Maybe trying to get R&B Fridays live tickets. Yeah. Because the reason I want to talk to these people, because people have been doing this for years, right? But now there's an official term for it, and it's called cyber loafing, right? And workplaces have had enough. They say that it's the modern form of stealing stationery from the office, right? So once upon a time, stealing from the office meant you take home a couple of pads of paper, maybe a ream.
Or a bog roll.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. Steal toilet paper.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, no one's doing that anymore. They're stealing time.
Yeah, because that means actual money.
Because it means money. Exactly.
That's smart.
And so they're saying everybody's, of course, going to do a bit of it, but now it's next level. People are clocking up hours a day that they should be working. And the thing is, you can't really see. The only problem for cyber loafers was open plan offices. That makes things a little bit tricky.
Yeah. I reckon it just means you've got to have it on another device. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you've got to have
your
computer open,
yeah.
But then have your phone subtly down there.
And you notice your computer's gone to the screensaver because you haven't looked at it for about an hour.
And it's that Planets one from 3 years ago. You know the one I love most is if you're searching for other jobs while on the clock.
Oh, that's brave.
Isn't it great?
We got Aiden on the line from Brisbane. Aiden, what should you be doing right now?
I should be booking holidays for customers.
And what are you doing?
Just booked shore excursions for my own cruise. What I'm doing in 3 weeks.
You're doing some market research, are you? Aiden?
Yeah, exactly. I've got to. You know, you've got to see what people want to do.
Yeah, I like it, bro.
Have you got us on like through your ears, or are you making the whole office listen to us?
No, I've got you on through that classic, travel agent headphone.
Oh, your headset. Your headset. I love amazing. Those headsets.
See, even now, the people around you think, wow, he's wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, where do you guys want to go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so we don't know who to go to when we're on a holiday now, although you won't be ever booking it. You'll be doing your own stuff.
Yeah, sorry, Aiden's out for another 6 weeks.
We've got Tanisha on the line. Tanisha, what should you be doing right now?
I should actually be in my classroom, but I am researching how to fix the washing machine that I've just broken at work.
Oh.
So where do you teach? Where are you? What classroom?
I'm in a childcare.
Oh. Who's got the children?
That's
well, my other educators.
It's nap That's time fine. Almost, isn't
I reckon
it?
You'll go back and it'll be a Lord of the Flies type situation.
What's wrong with the washing machine? Have you worked it out?
No. If you've got any ideas, it won't turn on.
Tommy, tips?
I'm pretty handy.
Just call someone is your tip. We got Sarah on the line.
I'll come around and fix it. Oh, no, Tanisha's dropped out. I would have gone around and fixed it then.
She hasn't.
Take her off quick. Ditch the call.
And finally to Sarah. Sarah, where do you work? Well, don't name the place, but what sort of things should you be doing and what are you doing?
I'm actually a nurse and I've spent most of my day applying for other jobs.
That's great. Four people dead, but good news is some real career prospects on the horizon, Sarah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We haven't done Bickmore's Bits in a while, and I'm going to do Bickmore's Bits
What's
now.
What's happened? Are you biscuit and shy?
No, we just have busy shows.
Well, but get them out!
Today, I want to get my bits out, and I want to talk science.
Okay.
Ready to go?
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
I love science, and I love how well Aussies do at science. We punch well above our weight.
Do we?
We are incredible scientists. I'm not. But there are incredible scientists in Australia, in this great country of ours. And the first thing I want to tell you about is this cervical cancer breakthrough, right?
Oh, yeah?
So at the moment, there's this a vaccine called Gardasil that women have, and they say that it protects against 77% of cervical cancers, right? Which is incredible,
yep.
Right? But they've got a new vaccine, Gardasil 9, that they believe will protect against 93% of cancers. It only requires 2 doses instead of the current 3 that you have to have with Gardasil. And what they say it'll mean is that women would only need 3 pap tests in their whole life for a 93% preventative.
How great.
Measure.
And so is this available now, coming? What's going on?
So they're reviewing it now to see how cost-effective the vaccine is for Australia, and then they're going to make a decision later this month.
Oh,
so
how great.
Awesome. Good. Now, from that to more scientific discoveries.
Yes.
Now, this one has made me incredibly excited. One of the most significant discoveries in pregnancy research history has been made in Australia today. They think it could be among Australia's greatest ever medical advances, and it promises to prevent miscarriages and birth defects globally.
Wow.
So what they've learned is that having low levels of a molecule called NAD damages embryos in the first, the sort of crucial first few weeks of pregnancy when the organs are starting to form.
What did you call it?
NAD. There's a much longer name for it, but that's kind of the shortened version for it. NAD, I think it said. And not only have they found what's happening here that's causing these birth defects, they found a way to prevent it. And it's vitamin B3 or niacin supplements before and during pregnancy could prevent miscarriages and birth defects. And they're saying that this discovery is kind of the is akin to as big a discovery when they discovered in the 90s that folic acid could prevent spina bifida and other neural tube defects in babies. And since then, they've added folate to food. If you're pregnant, you take folate supplements. You might take Elevate or another one. Yeah. And that significantly decreases your risk. In fact, that discovery led to a 70% decrease in the number of babies born with neural tube defects. And the thing is, not all miscarriages are because of that, but a significant number are. And for a woman, when you have a miscarriage and you're often told there's nothing, you know, we could have done, there's nothing you could have done, that's just the way it is, to know now that there's some steps that women can take when they're pregnant that might just be able to increase their risk of being able to carry that baby along full term is an incredible breakthrough.
Miscarriages are far more common than I think they are, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've mentioned before that I've had a miscarriage. One in four pregnant women will miscarry. Yep. And, you know, it's a really hard thing because even though there is comfort in numbers, you tell yourself that at the time, the doctors often tell you that, friends will tell you that, you know how common it is, it's okay, lots of women have it. It is still such an incredibly devastating journey to be on, you know. Yeah. And the thing is that even though they tell you to wait till 12 weeks to sort of get excited and tell family and friends and all of that, pretty much from the moment you find out you're pregnant, you know, you've planned their uni degree. Do you know what I mean? Like, you work out where they're going to sit in the family, where are we going to, you know, sleep the baby, what are their names going to be, all of that. Like, you're so far ahead of yourself because you're so excited that, you know, even though you know that something could go wrong in the first 12 weeks, something could go wrong during the whole pregnancy, you know, you can't help but fall in love with this baby.
Of course. And even though you said then the numbers and how common it is, when it happened, did you find that you could still chat to your friends about it, or was it still something that you didn't really talk about that much?
Well, it's interesting because there's been a lot of talk around the fact that we should be more open about talking about it so that it's not this thing that women feel afraid to talk about. They feel comforted knowing it's happened to other people. But it is such a hard thing when you go through it. I found that I'd only told those closest to me that I was pregnant, knowing that if something happened, I'd be comfortable talking to them about the fact that I'd had a miscarriage, right? Because at the even though I'm okay talking about it now, at the time, it's actually, for some women, for me, it was quite hard to talk about and quite emotional. And I think I needed to process it before I had to answer 100 questions from everyone I knew wanting to know how I am and, oh no, and what happened. And so I think everyone's different as to when they choose to tell people and what, you know, what the journey is that they go on. But I think this will change things for a lot of women. And if it is as significant as what they discovered in the 90s, that's incredible.
What a good news day for science. That guy, you said, punching above. That's
absolutely
great.
Punching above. But I do want to end my bits today on a sad note. And I just wanted to give a shout out to former Home and Away star Johnny Ruffo. Some shock news has come out today that he's recovering in hospital after having emergency surgery to remove a brain tumour. He said he went to hospital with a migraine on Sunday. He ended up having emergency surgery. He said, I'm on the mend and feeling positive, and he's uploaded photos of himself. But he said, you know, some things in life really put things into perspective, hoping for a positive result. That would be a devastating time for him, and, just sending a whole lot of love and support.
He seems like, from those photos, he's a pretty tough bugger, and he'll battle through this the best
Hopefully.
He can.
Absolutely.
And I mean, hopefully, with all the money that you're raising down the track, this could be the ultimate news day for science.
And I don't think we'll be doing a show together like by the time they manage to cure this horrible, horrible insidious disease. But
I don't know about you, but I've committed to a long-term contract.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, yesterday you were banging on about the fact that you're not in your school's Hall of Fame. It's really getting you down.
Outrageous.
I told you I'd help you. I am trying to make it happen. Your principal is sick at the moment. I'm not sure she's avoiding the calls because she doesn't want to add you to the Hall of Fame, or perhaps just because she is sick.
You know what's really hurtful? People keep coming back with the same excuse for why I might not be in the Hall of Fame, and that is that I'm just not famous enough. And sure, that's true, but I still think it's hurtful. And
I think you are famous enough. I think we'll make it happen. Give me time. Next week, I promise to get you in the Hall of Fame. That's a big promise, isn't
it? It means in the space of a week, you have to get me some kind of new TV gig.
Okay, I'll work on it over the weekend.
The good news is, you know who is famous enough to be in their school Hall of Fame? You.
But we didn't need to compare like this. That's the thing. We were just sitting out on a mission for you, mate.
You've been very nice to me, and so I'm going to be very nice to
you. No, you just want
to
find out that I'm not, so that you can say, see, you're the same.
No, that is not true at all. I am going to get you your honourable place at the head of the Hall of Fame. We might even try for that hall that you were after yesterday.
The theatre.
You want a theatre named after
Carrie Bickmore Performing Arts Centre.
Yeah. And I don't know. I didn't pick it up as a joke because all I heard from that was Carrie sincere about this. So, Dan, you've got the number of Perth College there. I thought we could give him a quick call.
All right, let's do it now.
Welcome to Perth College. Peter speaking.
Is that Peter?
Yes, how can I help?
Hi, Peter. My name's Tommy. I'm calling from the Hit Network. I'm here with Carrie Bickmore. Carrie, say hello to Peter.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Thank you. How can I help?
Well, Peter, we were just wondering, Carrie attended your school many years ago, and I wanted to see if she was in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I said to Tommy that I wasn't even sure Perth College had a Hall of Fame, but he's insisting on finding out, Peter, so apologies for just calling you up like this.
No, that's all right. I'm just thinking maybe I might be able to just pop you through to someone. Were you calling from your office?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Let me just see if someone's around. Just a moment.
Thanks, Peter. Hey, she had no idea who you were.
Okay, whatever.
That's not good for the Hall of Fame. Bloody hell.
She was just, I don't think she even knew. Oh.
She was quite lovely, though.
She's so lovely.
Good afternoon, Nicola Firth, Director of Community Relations.
G'day, Nicola. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little here. How are you?
Hello, how are you? Very well.
Embarrassed, that's how we are.
Oh, you're not embarrassed,
mate. I am embarrassed.
This whole thing was your idea
and
now you're pretending it's not.
Somehow, because you're not on your Hall of Fame, you're trying to put this on me and try and get me on the Hall of Fame.
Sorry, Nicola, you've come in the middle of us having a mini argument here.
I was just wondering if this is some form of relationship coaching exercise to participate in.
I mean, if you've got any advice for us, we'd take
we're
it
We're too far
point.
Gone.
Well, I'm afraid, Tommy, I'll probably be in Carrie's camp as she's an old girl of the school.
Well, this is what we wanted to ring and talk to you about. Do you have a Hall of Fame there at Perth College?
We do have a Hall of Fame list here at Perth College, and I can confirm that Carrie Bicknell is on that list.
Oh, pickers!
There we go.
Did you notify Carrie of this, or do they just go up without them knowing?
We're not so much into having just a big plaque as such, but I can say there is a plaque which has Carrie's name on it because she was the dance vice captain in 1997, Carrie, if you recall. And there is
Will I tell anyone that I meet that that's what I was?
And there's a pretty specky plaque in our theatre that has Carrie's name on it for prosperity.
Well, this is interesting that you mentioned the theatre. Because Carrie actually said that she would like a theatre named after
it. I didn't say
it
like that.
That's exactly what you said.
No, I was joking.
That's exactly what you said.
I didn't want a theatre.
Nicola, would you consider calling it the Theatre de Bickmore?
Well, do you know what? I think probably I would say, Tommy, that really Carrie continues to inspire our girls without a name named after, building named after her. I think the way, to be perfectly honest, Carrie, the way you've lived your life, what you do, what you've achieved, how you've tackled adversity, that really inspires our girls right from kindy through to year 12.
I'll tell you what, you've really dressed up a no there.
Oh, Nicola, that's very kind. Thank you so much. I loved my time at that school and, I still remember the slogan, competent, confident young women. Is that still it?
Confident, capable, courageous women, absolutely, Carrie, and we're just pleased that you're part of that amazing alumni of Trailblazers.
That is great, Nicola. I will make a hard and fast deal with you right here, and that is Carrie will definitely come back to the school and say something.
At the theatre opening.
And if she brings a large framed photo with her, will you put that on the wall?
Tommy, we'll have red ribbon, we'll have balloons, we'll have singing, and
you're
we'll even
no
have
again.
the current dance group do a performance for Carrie, and I think we can even chuck in a plaque.
Oh, well, that's, I mean,
that's
what about
more than you got, mate, so I'll take that.
Oh, I've got nothing, so more than me is not hard. Hey, thanks, Nicola.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Nicola.
Bye.
I've never heard a better no.
Oh, she's lovely.
She is lovely, and congratulations on being one of the best people that has ever graduated Perth College, Miss Carrie Bicknell.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I want to tell you something really cool just before we go.
Yes.
So a couple were walking through the Simpson Desert. You know that little patch there in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah. What do they come across? A ring. How, one, do you find a ring in the Simpson Desert?
Someone's dead and their body's decomposed.
No, this is a happy ending, not a bad story. But crazy that they found it in the first place.
Okay.
Whose was it? Never going to find the owner.
What did they do
with
the body?
Think about how many people have gone across the Simpson Desert.
Yes.
Whack it on Facebook. 8 hours later, a woman goes, That's my ring. I went on a baby moon with my husband before our first child and lost my ring.
No.
And my sister tagged me in that post, and that is my ring. And somehow that ring lost in the Simpson Desert is back on the hand of the owner.
I mean, you view it in a positive light. I view it as somehow that woman got herself a ring despite having never owned one in the first place, and she came up with a great story.
That's not nice. I've heard of stories like that before. When I went on a holiday to Trinidad, I was on this beach and someone told me that someone had lost their ring there 30 years earlier in the ocean and it had washed back up 30 years later.
And what, the same person found it again?
No, someone else found it and then they worked out in the community whose it was and they gave it back to her.
No.
Well, I believed it.
I mean, these are just
two people
who
gave me chills at the time on the beach.
Who have found creative way to steal rings.
Don't poo-poo all my stories.
Sorry. You had a go at me earlier and I've
held on to
it.
Just because you're not in the Hall of Fame,
I know.
I've got a plaque and
all. We're out of here, guys. Have a good afternoon.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.